Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You, and today is our sixth anniversary program. We're having this is just phenomenal. All that I'm learning, even. What I'm going to do is throw it back to Rebecca now, and you can take over from here.
Oh, I thank you so much, John.
And I'm going to eat.
Christina's trying to fatten us up. I know that's her plan. I know it.
There's enough here to do that.
I'm telling you. So Project Independence is, you know, such a successful program, and we have wonderful members and incredible staff and support from all the departments of the town. I mean, we get referrals from other departments. Maybe they're going into somebody's home. It's a highway. It's a looking for a permit, and they recognize. So they know, you know, where to come in the town. But really what gives us the ability and the energy to go forward are all the partnerships that we have, just like the one we have with LIU that allows us to come here and do this incredible radio show for 6 years now. Our relationship with Northwell, formerly North Shore LAJ Health Systems, our human service organizations, our community-based organizations, our local businesses. I mean, there are so many partnerships. The Rehabilitation Institute, JASA. Rebuilding Long Island, JASA. The list goes on and on and
EAC,
on.
And Family and Children's, it keeps
North
going.
Short, yeah. It's just amazing because when these organizations, some of these organizations are just do amazing things. I mean, when you think about, you know, TRI, the Rehabilitation Institute in Westbury, that trains people with learning disabilities, kind of on-the-job training, and we use that program and link it for our minor home maintenance program.
Right.
So,
just to jump in one thing.
Yeah.
On exit 52, that new station they put up?
Yes.
Yeah.
TRI has their quiches out there.
Oh, that's great. That's wonderful.
Is
there food? Yeah, that's wonderful.
52 or 53, whatever the exit is.
Yeah, yeah, on the LIE service road.
A gas station?
No, it's not a gas station. Yeah. Going east. Yeah,
yeah. That's wonderful.
They turned like a big rest
area. It's like a tourist
area. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're training people in cooking skills to work in restaurants. That's great, John.
So what a wonderful connection for, you know, a senior who might need a heavy air conditioner move, where once you were able to do it, you wouldn't even think about it. And TRI comes in and doing on-the-job training, and it's just a win-win.
So free gutter cleaning for free.
And you just call 311.
Exactly. And you have access to all of that by calling 311, as opposed to you figuring out which of those 15 organizations you should be calling.
Right.
And then you have somebody like Joanne who comes in and evaluates, if you use this and you use this and you use this, you'll be better off.
Right. It's so interesting because when a call comes into 311, the call actually comes in to Paula and or Christina or someone who's minor, but generally it's Paula. And what she has to kind of do to pinpoint this call, it could be anything, like, you know, someone's calling for a home maintenance or it's a new member, and then what region are they in? Is it a social work, a nursing, is it a transportation call? The call really, I mean, I don't even know what the word is to use, but the energy that Paula puts into every single call that comes in order to make sure that when, you know, that call is tracked, every call is tracked,
right.
It gets to the right person then handles it appropriately,
right.
And so it's amazing. So Paula has to really know every single aspect, or Christina, when they're getting that SR, every single aspect of Project Independence. I mean, it's something that I don't really know. I mean, there are things that go on with social work and nursing and human service that goes beyond, you know, what I do. But, you know, that call comes in and, you know, they have to know every way to be able to connect that senior to the service. I mean, it could be anything.
Yeah, I mean, but again, back to Otto's point, is that's why not only teamwork but strong partnerships make such a big difference. And it could be something big, like people needing minor, you know, home maintenance. And I just want to plug one very small program, but very, very important. One of our partnerships is North Shore Child and Family Guidance. We have a grandparenting respite program. And essentially, this program is for grandparents that are the primary caregivers for mostly their middle school and teenage grandchildren, because their parents probably either have passed away, possibly incarcerated, whatever the case. And it gives those grandparents a chance to come together as a support group. They're educated about how to help their child through what services, and given a chance to have that respite to meet other people doing this in the same situation. We have about 25 members, people that are participating, and I'm sure there are more. And it's very, very hard. And when you look at, you know, our opioid crisis and things going on out there in the world, this little respite program is so important. And I'm thinking about it now because they invited me to come Tuesday. They're having a get-together luncheon to celebrate the program. But these are the kind of things that we would never know about. We don't do it, but we found the organization that is able to do it, and we do provide funding for that program. So I just wanted to plug
that.
That's
a huge one, too.
It's huge. It's for those 25 people and the children that they take care of, and that those stories are some of, can be very, very heartbreaking. And when they come together, and then they, those members stay connected outside, and they have the support to each other. So I wanted to just...
But that's all great stuff.
It's just amazing.
And there's no price tag on this. You're not selling. This is important for people to understand. This is not a program that's being sold. There's no money involved here. This is a program to strictly help you maintain independence.
And
in any way that's connected with it.
And
that,
you know,
I never heard of that one.
You know, the importance is too that, you know, going back to the beginning is that, you know, there was a concept that, you know, seniors, you know, are paying so much money. Everyone is paying so much money in taxes that how do you allocate those taxes? Where do they go to? And we all know a lot goes to schools, and that's very, very important. But in the town of North Hempstead, you know, the way it was looked at is that, you know, seniors gave back to us for 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years. We have to put some of these town resources and focus them for our seniors. And that's where it started, and our, and Judy Bosworth and the town board, they just are, you know, without them, obviously, we wouldn't be.
Well, that's the other part of our main support.
That's a critical part of our team.
That thing dies right away.
Yeah, that's very important to know.
You know, I just want to say one thing, and I'm going to say it as delicately as I can. A lot of the members of Project Independence are very well-educated people. And the point of that, I'm saying that, is they've analyzed it, they realize it's a benefit. They're not embarrassed to turn around and say, this is a tremendous opportunity, I deserve it, I've earned it, and I'm going to participate. This is not a program for people that don't have anything. It's a program for people who are 60 and over and
also
want to have more.
We also ask people to give back to the program.
I know, with the volunteer.
Yeah, and not just volunteer in any way. You know, like there was someone once who really had volunteered her whole life, and now she was homebound. So we set her up with, to be a telephone reassurance volunteer, so she could call others, so she could feel good about volunteering and giving back, because that was important to her. So, you know, back to what Joanne said in the beginning, when you get to know people and we develop the relationships with them, it makes the, you know, the whole difference, really. And, you know, we really, it's going in and looking at the whole person and the whole family, and how do we do our best for them?
I mean, it's just amazing, too, because we, in North Hempstead, another reason we are so successful is the amount of resources that are in North Hempstead. I mean, think alone of just, we have Northwell, we have St. Francis, we have Winthrop, we have all these incredible hospital and medical facilities, all the doctor practices that are around. We border on New York City. We have the railroad. So we have a wealth of programs, healthcare, human service programs right here in North Hempstead. And it, a lot of times people don't even know about it. I mean, when you think about all that stuff, it is such an incredible place to live. And, you know, Project Independence can help the senior connect to all of these resources in the town. So it is really a great place. And I was just thinking, Paula, when you were talking about how all these years people pay into their taxes, and you know, every child, I think in all most districts in North Hempstead are 100% bused. Maybe not. I don't know if they all get or have to take the buses. So
no.
Every day, the districts provide transportation for kids to get to school, home and back, after school, before school. There's all these transportation things that are, you know, covered if you're a student. And those go through tax dollars. And now, you know, maybe at the other end of the spectrum, here we are providing transportation for the residents who pay their taxes to live in North Hempstead, free food shopping, to your doctor,
twice a week, therapy.
We have people who are on dialysis and chemotherapy who go multiple times to the doctor, and they take a taxi rather than waiting for, you know, another service or, you know, asking for rides, you know, because they can't drive.
Right.
So you're really getting some bang for your buck,
yes.
I think.
Absolutely.
Two.
I'm going to make a long going into this next commercial because we're finished. You guys are just tremendous. And I want to mention each person's name. We have Joanne Tricarico, who is the nurse. And we have Paula Yule and Rebecca Miller, who are deputy commissioners. And Christina's staying here. But but it really is so important for everybody listening to know the dedication and the devotion you people have. I mean, you feel it. You can sense it in the room today. This is not a job. You know, I hope you get paid, but this is really not a job.
We like to get paid for this.
No, and Otto brings it up all the time, and you've been here also from the very beginning of this. I haven't, but it is just a remarkable thing. And every time, the grandparent one, that was a new one. There's always something to learn.
Yeah.
And this really is. I mean, I fooled around before, but it's like Mayberry. This is a family. A family of 250,000 people.
Right.
Which is a big family.
Right.
But this...
And you know, the grandparenting program, we wouldn't have realized that was an unmet need. So part of our job is finding the unmet needs.
Right.
And we meet them all. We're going to try.
It's like paying attention to your own home.
Try.
You see something, you're going to fix it.
Right.
Well, there's a major word called listening.
Yes.
A lot of people hear, but they don't listen. And everybody who's involved with this program listens. And they try to do something about what they hear.
Yes.
And we've all been listening to three wonderful ladies. I thank you. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.